All right, Nora. Nora, you're being a little loud. All right, Nora. I'm going to edit this out. Like the New England climate, this podcast is subject to change. I'm your host, Keith, and joining me for this verbal potluck in which everyone brings a different subject to the table are two of my best friends. Let's meet them. Danielle, Stevie, you're here. What's going on?
Howdy.
Hello. You kind of phoned it in on that intro.
Well, I mean, we haven't done this in a while. I'm a little bit under the weather. Nora is at eye level, which is kind of making me nervous.
Because she can really judge what we're saying.
Well, yeah, Danielle, you put together her high chair, and now she just degaffs about everything.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't fall apart.
Hopefully she doesn't listen to these in the future.
I know. Well, you know, as Chinua Achebe says, things fall apart, Danielle.
That's true.
Let's get right into it. Lucia might be joining us later. We'll see. She's often a disappointment, but this time maybe not. Danielle, you said you wanted to start this week's podcast. What subject did you bring to the table?
I guess my increasing level of introversion. Sorry.
What?
Yeah, you did not clear this with Stevie and I. Huh? And me.
It's still the same topic I was talking about earlier, but I feel like as I get older and older, I want to deal with people less because I love automated things. Like the other day, I had to make a hair appointment, and I was so happy to see that finally I could make my appointment online. I didn't have to call the place. I didn't have to talk to anybody and deal with, like, the awkwardness of, like, who is available when and, like, figure out the times. I could just go online, not talk to anybody, and get my appointment. And at the grocery store, too, sometimes they have, like, self-checkout aisles, and sometimes it's nice because I just want to go in and do my own thing. I wasn't sure. Do you guys like to deal with people or would you rather check yourselves out? And
to me, it's case by case. Like at the fucking grocery store, I definitely don't want to deal with the goddamn self-checkout because anytime I'm checking out with more than like one apple, shit fucks up. And then you have to find, oh, let's find the Fuji apple in the system. Oh, it's not there. Okay, let's assume that these Cortland apples are the same price. But what if they're not? What if I'm paying too much? What if I'm paying too little? Invariably, you don't stick one of the things in your bag quick enough, and then it's like, tilt, and then you have to talk to a manager. And then by the third or fourth time the manager comes over, you're like, I could have just gone to a fucking human being and be done with this 10 minutes sooner. But, of course, you know, that's just me.
The question is if they are... They have these self-checkouts. Then why do they hire people in the first place?
I think it's more like you can have like one person in charge of like six versus one to two people in charge of one of them. The problem becomes when they're super inefficient and then, you know, it actually is just easier and you'll turn customers quicker with just, you know, the real thing. And then you risk... Like what Shaz did near us, they brought it in and then Danielle got super excited about it. And then they took it away because people were just stealing shit.
That's true.
So now they have like 10 aisles and only two of them are open. And it's like before we had four open because you had the two people and then you had the two self-checkouts. So if I wanted one item, I could have gone to the self-checkout.
What people from Groton are stealing food?
I don't know. Fucking delinquents.
But that was the most frustrating moment of my life. I was going to bring that up because now I have to stand in a line with tons of people in it because they're so slow.
First world problems.
See, I don't mind like dealing with cashiers, but it's more the salespeople I do not want to deal with. You go to Home Depot and then you ask them where something is. They have no idea. They don't know what anything is.
Yeah.
They have no idea, but then they're like, well, now I'm going to follow this person around and, you know.
Keith always hates. I remember one time we walked into Best Buy and somebody was like, oh, can I help you today? And I was like, yeah, we're looking for this. And he got so mad and he was like, never like do that again, because he hates.
I fucking hate dealing
ask.
With people that know less than me and are trying to get some sort of weird ass commission from me. And they're going to be like, oh, you want to buy these cables that we're charging $100 for? Fuck no. Leave me alone.
I'm going to go on Amazon.
No, that is Danielle's problem, though. Like, anytime anyone's like, do you need help? She's always like, yeah. Like, literally, we're in San...
Not anymore, though.
No.
I'm now not doing
all right,
that.
Stevie, listen to us. We're in fucking San Francisco, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we were looking for something. We didn't know... We didn't know exactly where it was, but we had our phones and like
what
we were
looking for.
We were gonna get there. I don't know, restaurant maybe.
Yeah.
Just you know, easy location to find.
Yeah.
This fucking homeless lady asks us
with
if we
Sperry's.
Yeah. This homeless lady asked us if we need any help, and I'm like, no. And then Daniel's like, well, actually, so then. We're walking with this homeless lady.
Yeah, she starts walking us there.
For like 10 minutes. And then when we get there, it's just kind of like, all right, well, now I have to fucking tip you, even though I could have found this on my own. And you ruined the last 10 minutes of my life.
Well, no, you missed it. You missed what
happened. I think
she
wanted you to take her out to dinner, too.
Well, no.
She was fine.
When we got to where we were like, I was like, oh, thank you. And then she's like, actually, could you give me like a dollar for a coffee or something?
Well, no shit,
so
that's what she's
something.
Wanting. Of course she did. That's why she asked, and that's why when someone asks you, do you need help, you say no, because they always want something from you. It's never out of the goodness of their hearts.
Yeah. I've gotten better, though, because also I did that when I went to Italy, and Taylor and Melissa had to teach me. They're like, stop talking to the people, because you'd like walk through the markets, and you'd like look at them, and once you make eye contact, they come up to you and want to sell you things, and they're like, don't interact with them. If they say hi, don't say hi back. Just look at the ground. Like, do not look at them. Because I'm always like, oh, I'm supposed to be friendly to these people. And
it's like asking a car salesman why you need automatic windows.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's funny because I came down that I don't want self-checkouts at grocery store. But I want, like... autonomy in all other forms of purchasing.
Yeah.
Like, I would much rather shop online for something just so I don't risk the weird person being like, oh, do you need help with that? Oh, here's why you need the extended warranty. Oh, here's why I'm going to follow you around for the next 10 minutes and ruin your fucking evening.
So the grocery store is probably okay because they're not trying to sell you, unless you're at Trader Joe's, and then they are going to comment on your purchases, and that might bother you a little bit.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, well, they'll be like, oh, good choice with these chips today. Like, try to make a conversation about what you bought.
Just a bunch of hippies.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't comment on what I'm buying. Anyone, please, leave me alone.
I do like the cashier people, though, at Market Basket, because they have some people that are, like, slightly, I don't know, like, what the right word is. I think they might be slightly autistic, because they will, like, start conversations with you. Like, one day I had Nora in there, and this guy, you could tell that he was, like, trying to, like, think about how he's supposed to interact with Nora. He's like, oh, you have a baby. He's like, what am I supposed to say to a baby? I guess I'm supposed to ask her questions and talk about things that are going on. And he's like, hi, I work at a grocery store. This is my uniform. I have glasses just like your mom does. And then he's like, what else? Today is January. He's like, I'm going to get a coffee after work today. He just like kept going on.
Nora, when do you plan on getting a job?
I know. So I actually like talking to them a lot. But some people I can tell get annoyed.
And they can do the easy task job.
Yeah.
Did any of us ever work in retail or any scenario where we'd have to be the person on the other end?
Yeah, I worked at a pizza place.
Oh, that's my dream job.
Yeah.
Nora is talking a lot.
I do find it awkward when I go into Market Basket, though, and I see, like, somebody I know from high school working there, And it's I don't want to go up to them because I feel awkward about like saying, oh, hey, how's it going? You're stocking shelves at Market Basket.
I know.
Well, at Market Basket, too, on their name tags, it says how long they've worked there.
Oh, I know.
And then when you see 8 years, you're like, oh, I wonder how that is.
Yeah. I know.
I don't know if I could handle working at Market Basket for 8 years.
No. Or you get the teenager though who's doesn't want to talk at all and it's just all right, your bill's $72.50.
I had a friend who stopped at the Shaw's near our house to pick up a single carrot because he was gonna make a pipe or some shit, and then he picked up on this girl that I've never seen say two words, and then he got her number, but I haven't seen her talk before or since. And that's kind of the level I kind of expect as well as prefer when I'm dealing with people at the grocery store.
Fewer words, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't their day's easier and my day's easier if we just don't talk. I don't want to make eye contact. I don't want you to ask me how my day is because it's probably not that great because I'm in Shaw's and I don't love Shaw's. I don't
know. Buying cat litter.
Yeah, cat litter.
To go home and do the cat box.
Yeah, what the fuck do you think my day is? Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah, so for Lucia's birthday, I bought her an iPad. But I knew at first exactly what iPad I wanted to get. And then I went into a store to go buy it. And then I was just so confused.
Oh, you went into the Apple store?
I didn't go to the Apple store.
Okay.
I went to Best Buy. I went into Target. I actually went to a bunch of different stores. I ended up buying it at Staples, which is the weirdest place I would have thought to buy it.
So weird.
But I knew what I wanted, and then they just confuse you.
Yeah.
If you were just to buy it online, then it's okay.
Yeah.
You just wait too long?
I didn't have to spend a whole day to do it. Yeah. That's why I waited too long.
Yeah, so you had to get it that day.
Yeah, I procrastinated.
Because they brought up things that you didn't even think about, and then you're do I really need this? Or I didn't even think about this.
And then
before.
I ended up with exactly what I was going to get
after
at least 5 hours of driving around.
I know. I hate when people try to help me, too, because then, also at the liquor store, they'll do that sometimes. I'll go in there, and it's I just want to pick out a beer. But then they'll be like, oh, you need to try this one. And then I feel bad not to try that one
Stevie.
Because they recommended that one to me.
I don't know. Let's just make a pact to never go into a store again and only shop online.
Yeah. Sick grocery shopping online.
All right. I think it's time to change the subject because Nora's making a lot of noise.
I think it's time for Keith to have another beer.
You want me to have a beer? Do you want to go next, Stevie, or should I?
I'll go next. We'll wait for Lucia
for my subject. All right. Well, then you're going to have to stall for time until Lucia gets here. Thank you.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about cheating and not about cheating sexually.
No, we don't talk about that, Stevie.
Yeah. Nothing sexual here. But in school, so when you go to college and you cheat, my cousin used to always say, well, you know, it's just a way to find other resources.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that cheating is a bad thing in college? Or do you think it's a skill to have to be able to get things you need to get done?
It really depends. Morally, it's wrong. Let's be clear. It's wrong, but I don't judge people that do it. I don't really care if you do it. I've let plenty of people cheat off me. I've let people turn in the same paper I've turned in to different classes.
You're just as wrong.
Well, in those instances, I am just as wrong. So that's why I don't judge. There's a lot of pressure that goes with getting good grades, and I understand why people sometimes think they need to cheat. I think you really are cheating yourself when you don't spend the time to learn the material. Why else are you going to school? But I get it. Maybe you forgot to study. Maybe this is just a really hard couple weeks for you, what have you. I just think it's a slippery slope you don't want to get in the habit of relying on cheating to do well, but, you know.
I'm more talking like prerequisites, like, yeah, you know, your English class. You're Kipper like, used to hire people to write his papers for him. He's still a firm believer, and that's why I'll use his name. So,
well, do you think Do you think Tipper would have been a stronger writer had he written his own papers?
Maybe if he started in like the, you know, second grade, but
yeah,
from there, not really. He doesn't need to write papers anymore.
That's tough. Yeah, because at first I was gonna. I guess I can see from a business perspective if you know how to use your resources to get something done. But then, like Keith kind of already mentioned it, you are kind of cheating yourself. Like if it's a paper and you're just getting somebody else to do it for you, like when you go to work, you can't really do that. Mm-hmm. Well, some people do, I guess. They have people below them and they just have them do all the work and then they take the credit. But you really shouldn't be like that. I mean, to get to that position, you're going to have to do the work. So at some point, you're going to have to do the work. And it's okay to use other people as resources to kind of get ideas and like help you along that way. But I don't know. I would never do work and then give it to somebody else because I don't want, like, if I had to do all that work, I don't want them to get the easy way out and then get the same grade as me.
Yeah, but you just said that you learn from, you know, actually doing it yourself, right? So
yeah,
they're cheating themselves. That's why I don't really care. Like, if you want to cheat, fine.
But this is also can apply to, like, real life things, too.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, so me, I could say, like, in construction, I could go and I could learn how to wire a house, which would be a great skill for me to have for probably doing my own house. And I mean, but you can only do so much.
I see what you're saying. Like if you like maybe you are a four sport athlete and you're on like a scholarship and you just don't have enough time in the day to do everything, so you hire some things out.
And I guess you do that in your regular life, too, yeah.
You hire people to do the things you don't know how to do.
Yeah, but you aren't... It's not like
you... So you could learn how to do it. So...
It's true, but
instead
it's,
of hire somebody. Mm-hmm.
So, but if I hired you to, like, build my house, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you're being like, oh, hey, Keith, I wired your... the electricity in your house, then I do a great job. The problem with cheating, though, is that you're presenting it as work you did.
Yeah, I think
that's... And, like, whether or not you would gain anything from doing that work yourself is kind of beside the point because you're kind of lying to your professor, your teacher, and you're getting grades associated with work you didn't do. Again, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Do what you're going to do.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is that, yeah, you're saying I did this. Where, like, when you use your resources in real life, you're going to say, oh, yeah, Stevie did this or, like, you know, somebody else. You're giving the person that did it the credit. You're not saying, oh, yeah, I built this patio all by myself.
Well, because,
you know.
But you're not cheating yourself on not learning how to build that patio?
Well...
No, because I think in some respect, you need to stick to your skill sets. Like, because I don't have time to learn every single skill set in the world. And I'm not going to be good at, like, I'm either going to spend way too much time doing something that I'm not good at, or I'm going to do something really poorly. And instead, I could have used that time to do something that I could be a lot more productive at, and I could
exactly.
do it a lot
like
better.
Exactly. Like, if I was in a calculus class, why do I need that?
That's true.
Yeah, but...
Why not just sub it out, because I had to take a math class?
But the problem is that your degree kind of states that you know how to do calculus, you know? Versus when it's not like... Just because you know, have taken a job where wiring a house is required doesn't specify that you definitely know how to wire a house. Also, it's kind of like in school, you build your education. So, like, everyone assumes that if you've gotten through a certain class, you know how to do this.
Yeah.
So now we expect you to do this as well, which builds on what you already haven't learned. Like, imagine in your job if you kept, like hiring out, hiring someone to do something rather simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just never learn how to do it. And now you can't even let people know that you don't know how to do this rather simple task. And, you know, it's just kind of like a slippery slope where school is all very basic stuff that everyone should know how to do. And if you don't learn how to do it, then it might come back to bite you in the ass. Still, I don't care.
But I think school might be designed wrong, because then if we're going towards that, like maybe higher education and college is not designed right correctly. Maybe you learn all your basic stuff from kindergarten to senior year of high school, and then after that it's more career focused, and then you're not wasting time on things.
Yeah, I think the other
things.
Stuff seems holds you back somewhat.
Yeah, because who is making the decision that English is more important for you to learn than woodworking or, like, you know, stuff like that? So...
And I'm in a construction supervision class right now, and the professor was saying it doesn't matter how much experience you've had in the field, as long as you get a letter from someone saying that you have experience. So there's some people in the class that have no idea what the hell's going on.
Oh, no.
And... the first class, we spent the whole class, 3.5 hours, putting the book together because people did not know how to put the stupid book together.
Oh. Well, think if those people cheated, then they would literally have no idea what they were doing.
And hopefully they will not get their license.
Yeah,
you would hope.
Oh, so but they kind of cheated their way into the class by just having somebody sign a letter.
Yeah, and the professor was like, it's fine. And he's a building inspector, Malden.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, cheating's not a big deal in my mind on, like, you know, one-off bases or, like, you know, once in a while. But if that's kind of how you get through life, then you're doing yourself a huge disservice.
Yeah, because would you want Nora cheating?
No, I wouldn't, but I'm also, you know, hopefully she learns that it's not the best thing for her own future and... Whatever. I don't know. I just want to say that I think cheating on your spouse is okay.
Really, Keith? You got something to tell me?
It's 100% okay.
No, I mean, like, come on, Danielle. Like, we've been married for how long? Like,
almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years? It's getting a little old, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe it's time to just say, yeah, let's cheat on each other, you know, with the understanding that we'll stay together until Nora is out of college, because we don't want her friends judging her from being from a broken family.
Yeah, definitely.
But like, Danielle, if you were going to cheat on me, who would you cheat on me with? Come on, celebrity? Friend, mutual friend.
Oh my god, why are we talking about this right now?
Because Lucia is not here yet.
And you're stalling by asking me to come up with somebody to cheat on you with.
You just don't want to say it on microphone so I can bring this to the divorce proceedings.
Oh my god.
Show that you wanted to cheat on me, and then I'll get sole custody of Nora.
I don't know who my, like, celebrity hall pass is.
Yeah, no. All right, here we go.
You know, no celebrity?
Celebrity hall passes. Yeah, top five. Like, who's Lucia going to let you cheat on her with, Stevie?
This is a good question.
It is. I'm thinking too. I feel like you're going to want to sleep with someone with some money, though. You know?
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon? That's who you want?
I like the comedians.
Okay. Jimmy Fallon. All right. You got no shot. So
what's the girl in the Hunger Games?
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like her.
You like Jennifer Lawrence? All right.
Yeah.
Who do I like? You can have five. So you both have one.
Okay. I don't know any names, so I'm going to just say
just
movies.
Movies and TV shows, and I'll hook you up. I'll tell you who it is.
Keith, you got one?
Probably just, you know, any one of Danielle's friends.
Yeah.
Just because.
All of them.
Just because.
Just because it's close to home, so it hurt your feelings more.
Wow. This is getting deep, huh?
I wouldn't even know who to pick first, but
Don't let's not get
let's
too
do
far
a rating
into this.
On
yeah,
all
right, Stevie.
On
all right,
who? Danielle's
you guys,
friends.
We have to cut this out.
We're not. We're not cutting it out. I'm not going to say anyone's name. Celebrity.
I'm kidding.
Celebrities.
I'm kidding.
Danielle, can I sleep with? I'm like,
because one time I asked you who is your celebrity crush, and you're like, I don't like celebrities.
I don't really like celebrities. Yeah.
Who's the girl in La La Land?
Oh, Emma Stone.
I liked her.
You did? Okay.
You have a similar type going with them.
I got no one.
Do you like a Megan Fox or?
No, I do not like the over sexualized.
I'm into the innocent.
Yeah, I like innocent too. So, who are some innocent actresses?
Let's see. Well, Anne Hathaway is a little too innocent and kind of like
Anne-ish. Wait, she is not innocent at all.
What's the girl in New Girls?
Oh, Zooey Deschanel.
What about her? What
she's
do you think?
She's a little too quirky for me.
Yeah.
No?
A little too quirky. Let's see.
I could
what
take
about
a little quirk.
On Shameless, Emmy Rossum?
Emmy Rossum? I don't know. It's like she's shown him too much, so there's no mystery, so now I'm not that interested.
That's true. She's not innocent, really, either. I'm trying to think.
What about...
cute.
First ladies.
Oh, yeah.
No, like, I know Steve Stamick was talking to me. He's like, am I supposed to find Melania Trump attractive? And,
For first lady, yes.
For first lady, yes. But, I mean, even in general, yes. Like, who are you kidding? You're saying she's not attractive?
She does have very squinty eyes.
She's a little weird looking because I think she's had some plastic surgery.
Yeah.
But, she's a first lady. Oh, Michelle Obama. There you go.
Yeah.
I would sleep with Michelle Obama.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
she's
a
power woman.
I wouldn't say that she's the most attractive first lady, but... I respect her.
She and Obama were a very attractive couple.
Well, yes and no. They had an energy to them. They were
youthfulness.
Charismatic.
She's got a lot of style.
She cared about the American public.
They had a dog named Bear.
They had a dog named Bear. You know who's not attractive? Who? And I don't want to hear it. Fuck all the people who disagree with me. Jackie Kennedy. Was not attractive.
Oh, she was pretty.
No, she wasn't. Everyone wants
look up a picture.
And actually, Melania in that powder blue suit reminded me of like what Jackie Kennedy looked
Jackie
like.
Jackie O was the epitome of butterface.
Really?
Absolutely. 100%. Like, I know it was like the 50s and 60s, so styles were a little bit different.
Yeah.
But still, like... It looks like she was an attractive woman who got her face smushed up against glass.
Her eyes are very far apart.
Exactly. And her nose
she
is very broad.
She didn't age well either.
She did not age well. But like people want to tell me like she's the most beautiful person in the world. And I'm just like, her and John F. Kennedy were super overrated as far as attractiveness goes.
She's not bad looking.
She's not bad looking, but it's kind of like when you tell me she's a 10 and she's more of like a 7.5, I'm going to think of her as a 1.
Oh, you're right. She does have really spaced out eyes. Yeah, she's a weird
face.
She's
like driving
I never realized that.
Toyota Corolla instead of a...
Dude, there's nothing wrong with driving a Toyota Corolla. There's nothing wrong.
She's no Corvette.
No.
Know who was really attractive?
Who?
Martha Washington.
Oh, her labia minora? Oh, yeah. No. Actually, look up Dwight Eisenhower's wife. I think she might be the least attractive first lady.
My phone died.
All right. Well, Danielle will look her up, and then she'll show you. But, like, so I'm pretty sure, if I'm getting my dates right, Jackie Kennedy followed Dwight Eisenhower's wife as... first lady. So like Jackie Kennedy followed this person.
I think it's just anybody that looks younger is like attractive because a lot of the first ladies are really old, like look older.
About Hillary?
Hillary,
she's gotta lose the haircut. Maybe.
I think she's a lesbian.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Really? What are you basing that on?
What?
Bills her beard.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, I think that clearly they have a relationship based on politics more than anything else.
Yeah. But
there's nothing about Hillary that suggests she's a lesbian to me.
Do you think they have sex?
I think they've had sex in the past.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a daughter.
Chelsea Clinton looks
exactly like both
of them. Yeah, but
you don't
have
a daughter by having sex.
So you think rather than have sex that they just kind of had it surgically done?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's what I mean, 100%.
I hear Lucia. She might have some opinions on this.
We'll have Lucia weigh in on this, and then from there we can change the topic.
Well, we were going to talk about that when she got here, the Melania Trump thing.
No, but Lucia, hurry up. Come on. We need you to weigh in. Like, this is very important.
Keith or Stevie believes...
You can eat while you podcast, but God damn it, you're
gonna
podcast.
Who it was. I believe that Stevie or Keith thinks that Chelsea Clinton was inserted into Hillary's like vagina, and so she was born without having to have sex with Bill. All
right, here's where I fucked up. I never turned Lucia's mic on, so instead we're going to end on that really weird sentence that Danielle just laid down. We did end up drafting Girl Scout cookies, but it didn't really record, so we'll do that another episode. We'll see you next week.
Stevie or Keith thinks that Chelsea Clinton was inserted into Hillary's like vagina, and so she was born without having to have sex with Bill.